93.7 Express FM. We are passionately pumping.
Jamal Lowe's onside. The flag stayed down. Jamal Lowe, nonchalant, brilliant. Pompey will be promoted at this rate.
Cheltenham Town, that'll stick in my mind forever.
Pure, unadulterated Pompey.
You can't be involved with this football club and not be emotional. The club is special.
Action and reaction.
It's an exciting challenge. I'm proud to be the manager of Portsmouth.
Giving Pompey fans a voice.
The whole stadium erupted singing Play Up Pompey. It was a surreal moment.
To do it with a club like Portsmouth was just incredible. That was the reason why I joined the club.
This is the Football Hour.
The one team that stands out, that's historic, that's had great success, that has a fan base that is amazingly passionate, is Portsmouth.
After 7 long weeks of waiting, Pompey have finally found the league win.
Chip to the far post, Pittman's there, headed back across, goal, and into the back of the net. Brett Pittman finally breaks the deadlock.
Brett Pittman, once again the hero of the afternoon, popping up to score the winner at Fratton Park on Saturday, but all may not be as rosy as it seems. Despite the 3 points and a clean sheet, it's hard to ignore the fact that the weekend's performance was a poor one, which has yet again left so much to be answered and debated, which gives us plenty of material for tonight too. And it's all stuff we'd like you back home to get involved with too. Let us know your thoughts on all of the talking points from Saturday. Ronan Curtis subbed off after 62 minutes. Is it finally time to rest him for a few games? Are you concerned about the lack of leadership being shown on the pitch? And after a disjointed performance, do you believe the Blues even deserve to win the match? Are there still plenty of issues that need fixing? We have all of that and so much more to digest throughout the course of tonight's show. You will not want to miss a second of the chat. So, are you ready? Because the time has come once again. It's one of the best 60 minutes of the week, of course. This is the Monday Football Hour on Express FM.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
Welcome one and all to tonight's Football Hour on Express FM, brought to you by Stagecoach Buses. Find out more information at stagecoach.co.uk or download the app on either the Apple app or Google Play Store. Tonight I have alongside me two Blues fans who are ready and eager to express their views on the past week events at PO4. But before we reach out to them, let's take a listen as Andy Moon went pitch side to hear the thoughts of the manager, Kenny Jackett.
How much did you and everyone here need that win today?
Yeah, you always need to win, but obviously the position we're in and the run we've had in the league was disappointing. You know, 4-0 scoreline on Tuesday night, however sort of we did, if you like, it still was a 4-0 defeat at home. And so, you know, we started, I thought, pretty nervous in the first half. I thought by half time it was pretty much 50-50, and, you know, we needed to improve and get better. And spoke to the players a lot about coming through that. We weren't out of the game, and the answer was no disrespect to Bolton, the answer is within ourselves to play well and earn the confidence. Nobody's going to give you it. Second half anyway, we opened up a bit, created a lot of chances, and I'm pleased to say, although we missed a penalty, got the goal and a great clean sheet as well. So, you know, deserved, and most importantly now, we hope it's a building block towards a successful run. We can build on it and gain both momentum and confidence, because they're big things.
When the penalty hit the post, were you thinking this is one of those days?
Yeah, maybe, but I also, you know, it's not like we were 2-0 down or 3-0 down. We were always in it, and hopefully you want to see some quality football, and then ultimately some goals going in, which, you know, does help the players to play at their best. But that is, you know, part of professional football now. That's part of being at Portsmouth. You have to embrace it and come through it.
You mentioned earn confidence. For a side lacking it, how difficult is it to earn confidence?
You have to, though. That's where it is, and you know, we've had a poor start. It's not a start we want or anybody else wants, and you know, we have to make sure that we earn every bit of confidence, every point. You have to earn in professional football. Nobody's going to give it you either quality, and you have to dig in and keep working hard, and in some adversity make sure you come through it, and we hope with that second half performance and the result in general, we hope we can build on it next week at Doncaster. I'm sure we can. We're capable of it.
Tom Naylor seemed to be in the wars a couple of times. How is he?
Yeah, he's okay. He always seems to have got a knock or two, Tom, and he's, you know, so wholehearted and plays a key role for us. Hopefully it won't keep him out for next week. You know, we have a free week anyway in terms of a Tuesday night game, which is good, and sort of contact injury. I'd probably, you know, started off with Sean Raggett, really, you know,
Is it the shin?
In the first minute, yeah.
What about Paul Downing today? Was he injured or was that...
No, he wasn't. Just decided to go with Burgess and Raggett and see how that combination looked and see if we can settle that down. And then on the bench, he's a little bit unlucky to not be substitute, really. But similarly, you know, with a home game like that, I wanted the attacking options. And with Tom Naylor on the pitch, able to drop back, and then Anton Walks, I did feel that covered my back four. So, you know, for Paul, he'll be disappointed, but, you know, he has to make sure he works hard to bounce back. He's an experienced pro and he understands.
Just finally, there was obviously some frustration in the crowd, but there was plenty of occasion them backing your side. I guess it's tough for them because they are feeling the frustration, and everyone is.
Of course, and you know, being at Portsmouth is part of that. That's it. That's the way it is. That's, you know, the way professional football is, and you have to earn everything that you get. We had to really work hard today to earn the victory, and hopefully it can be a building block for us. Yeah, there's some frustration in the first half. You know, I understand that, but similarly, we talked about it at half time, handling that as much as any tactical things we needed to do. You know, were we too deep? Was Brigg cut loose too much? Did we have enough of the ball in midfield? While we can look at all of those tactical things, the main thing was that the players all stick together and see this as an opportunity to try to come through a second half with a victory, which they did, and then, you know, go on to next week and build on it.
Just lastly, Ronan Curtis obviously took off. Things just not working out really for him at the moment.
No, I mean, the left foot crossed just before he came off, where he's in a very good position. You know, just maybe summed it up a little bit. Lot of effort on Tuesday night. He always gives of his best, Ronan. You know, just things, you know, perhaps in that final third not quite coming off for him. The shooting situations that, you know, he found last year on his right foot, people are just doubling up on him in there, and then we're just trying to work on him, let's say, going outside a little bit more, or perhaps even then, you know, being a provider and playing people in. We're just talking about that, and you know, he's a determined character and he'll come through it. And you know, for us anyway, where we want, you know, the likes of Harness, Ryan Williams, Gareth Evans, you know, we have other players that can carry the baton on, and he'll be back.
The gaffer Kenny Jackett there speaking to our commentator Andy Moon after the weekend's game at Fratton. Okay, I suppose it's time to bring in my two guests into the chat this evening then. And first of all, I'd like to welcome back into the studio Jamie Spencer, who is here with us until 7. Jamie, it's great to see you again.
Yeah, lovely to be back, Jake. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Also joining us, another Football Hour debutant for this season, Sam Macy, is here too. Sam, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Jamie, I'd like to get your thoughts on the midweek defeat at our hands to our bitter rivals first.
Oh, do you have to? Come on, we're over that now, aren't we?
We're all gutted, obviously, bowed out of a cup and lost those bragging rights quite heavily too. It now gives Kenny and his team the time and the mindset to nail down and focus on what's really important, and that is League One.
Yeah, it is. And look, last Tuesday was gutting. There's no two ways about it. Every Pompey fan out there was gutted, and for me, the main takeaway point from it was, if you're not going to be better quality wise than the side, you know, which we're obviously not, they're a Premier League side, you know, it was going to be an upset if we were to win the game. That you need to be as physical, you need to be more physical, you need to be more intense, you need to be fitter. And the level of fitness difference between the two sides was quite astonishing, really. I was amazed at just how much out of our depth we were in terms of fitness, especially in that second half. And I think that the frustration came from the fans, where we were all sat there seeing it. Yeah. And at that point, you need to freshen it up. And we procrastinated a little bit too much. We didn't make the change. And then the third goal goes in and the game's over. And we got caught. That was the main sticking point from most fans, I feel, walking away from the ground, is that we could have changed things. And by no means were we outclassed or anything like that, actually. The performance, especially first 20 minutes, it was like, blimey, why haven't we been playing like this all
you
season?
You wouldn't have thought that they were a Premier League team.
No, you wouldn't have. And you know, the side they named was pretty much full strength, given give or take one or two players. We more than matched them in that first period and had the better of it in those opening swings. And then the quality shows through. They scored their first goal, and you know, we've got to pick ourselves up then. The second goal was a bit of a sucker punch just before half time and makes our task incredibly difficult going into that second half. But we didn't help ourselves. No. And that was the thing that was hard to take.
it was a proud performance, Sam, but it was also their first win at Fratton since 1984. And it just goes to show how long Pompey have held out for on their own turf. But you just know that we will be back, and revenge will feel oh so sweet when it does finally come to that point where we meet again.
Absolutely. I think you can definitely take a lot of positives from that first 20 minutes. I think in those first exchanges, we didn't look out of our depth at all. If Marquis gets that shot inside the post as opposed to outside of the post, then it's a completely different game. But as you said, the quality between the two sides is just a little bit too much, and you could tell that they were a Premier League side even with a little bit of a rotation on their part. But in terms of effort, I don't think anyone can say that we didn't give 100% for the full 90 minutes, and that little bit extra quality was the difference. But no doubt in my mind, when we do eventually get back to the level they are, or if they come down to sort of our level or we meet in the middle, then we'll definitely be up for it. No matter what Portsmouth team goes out against Southampton, we'll always give 100%, and that's all you can ask as a fan. 4-0 was a little bit harsh, but then at the same time, like Jamie said, we just
Premier League quality showed him in
the fitness. The one other takeaway is that the fan base is quite clearly, there's a lot of divide in the fan base at the moment in terms of whether they want the manager to stay, whether they want the manager to go. None of that at all on Tuesday. No. It was like, right, you focus on the game, you get behind the lads for 90 minutes, and that was, it was something special to be part of, actually. Even though we lost the game, and we lost it by some margin in the end, to see that atmosphere and back at Fratton Park again, it was a special night to be involved with.
They were even at 4-0 down at the end of the game, yeah. Jamie, you know, but the Fratton end still in fine voice, yeah. A lot of them still actually present at the final whistle, opposite the Southampton fans, really showing who are the pride of the South Coast in terms of fan bases, at least at the moment, who they really are. But going back to the season as a whole then, we won't dwell on that one too much more. Jamie, you're actually known in these parts to believe in what you call a Pompey winter hibernation. Well, if that claim proves to be true for this season, it did indeed last season, I have to admit, I'm quite worried. Because it feels like we've already experienced that this campaign, and it's not even October yet.
Yeah, and look, I think they've brought in Ryan Williams, the Australian, token Australian in the team, to try and combat that this year, I'm hoping. But look, it's worrying times at the moment. There's no two ways about it. We're looking at the game against Bolton, who a team that have been really thrown together. You know, it's not the same Bolton team that started the season, and I think everyone expects us to go and steamroll a Bolton on the weekend, and that was never going to be the case, because actually they seem to have sorted themselves out a little bit, and it was going to be a tougher game than everyone else, potentially not a Pompey fan would have looked at. But that said, you should still go and win that game comfortably, and we won the game. Yes, did we win it comfortably? By no means at all, no. And the performance that we put in is a concern, because you look at the chances created, which again weren't at a premium. You look at the way the game pans out, and you know, Bolton had the chances. We could have been looking at the very different scoreline coming into this evening. And then if you don't get maximum points, even and you draw that game, we're having a very different conversation tonight.
I thought they matched us, if you know, perhaps even beat us for chances going forward.
But that's for a team that's been thrown together in the latter end of a transfer window. Yeah. That's not a team that's been playing together and together for a long period of time, that was so successful as well for a long period of time. You know, you look at this side and you think, well, okay, we've got a few injuries at the moment, but we've lost Matt Clark and we've lost Jamal Lowe, the two main players out of that side from last season. We look significantly worse.
Yeah.
Significantly worse. And that's the main concern for Pompey fans out there, because you look at the teams we've played and we should be competing. And you look at the teams that we've lost to, you look at the teams that have come to Fratton Park and have picked up points off of us. They're not blowing anyone away.
No, not at all.
You know, then we're not sitting there thinking, blimey, you know, that Luton game, the first game of last season, when they came down to Fratton Park and you thought, blimey, we've got away from them on there, because they are a handy side. Mm. And that shone through it towards the end of the season. Yeah. You know, you thought that was a challenge. I don't look at Coventry coming down to Fratton Park and thinking, God, that was a tough challenge for us. It was a walk in the park until we decided to shoot both our feet off. and that was the reality of that night, and that yeah. that's the big concern for Pompey fans at the moment, because that shouldn't be happening at the level they're playing at. That should not be happening. Something is not right.
No,
and that's we need to get a grip of it. We need to address it, and we need to make the necessary changes in order to make sure that team's harmonised. And I'm not saying sack the manager. I'm saying that squad needs to come together. We saw it on Tuesday night and they put in a great performance. We're just not seeing it consistently week in, week out. And whether that's egos in the team, whether that's the way that we're playing, if they don't, that needs to be addressed.
It's just also unsettled, and it just seems like a big mess.
It is, and we're looking at, you know, I don't think we've named at any point this season the same starting 11 for two games in a row. How concerning is that?
No consistency whatsoever, no. Is there? That's, you see it every week, whether that be moving Tom Naylor into the centre of the defence. It's just trial and error. Surely that's what pre-season was for, and we know no more about our strongest 11 than we did at the beginning of August, and that has to be worrying. And you look at that Bolton game, that's a side which hasn't won in 6 months. And
yeah. Well, their last win was the day before we won the EFL Trophy. That's how yeah. long ago it was.
And if you look at that...
Feels like a long time ago, that, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's worrying, isn't it? Like, admittedly, they've got a few handy players in their squad, like Championship experience. Liam Bridcutt was excellent on the weekend. Darryl Murphy's a good player as well. I think they've got some good players, but at the same time, a side which was thrown together on deadline day, you've got to be doing a lot better than winning 1-0. Admittedly, a clean sheet's good, but...
Oh, we've been crying out for a clean sheet.
Exactly.
You know, that's the thing. You want to take a positive for the game, it's actually the clean sheet. Yeah. That, for me, having 90 minutes where we've not shipped a goal is an absolute blessing in disguise. Because
against a team who could have been described as a massive banana skin as well.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? They're the sort of games that over the years you see Pompey go and lose, to yeah. be honest with you. Like they are. So the fact that we've come through it is a massive test of character. Okay, the performance wasn't there, but we now as Pompey fans have to look at this and go, right, we've got to get on a run.
Yeah.
Because if we don't get on a run and we don't look at ourselves and be perfectly honest with our league position, and the league's sort of a bit funny this year because we're still two or three games behind most teams around us. You know, it's not a true representative of where we are at the moment, given the way that the league has panned out with Bury exiting and the games that we've already had called off.
If you win those two games in hand, you're right back in amongst it. You're in a similar yeah. sort of position to Oxford, just outside the playoffs.
You are, but again, you know, with any confidence, does any Pompey fan put their hand up at the moment and go, we look like we're going to put back-to-back wins together?
They're not easy games either. The Southend game, all right, albeit they've not had a great start to the season, but then Rotherham, a side who've just come down from the Championship, and they've had quite a good start to the season as well, albeit it's very similar to us, where it's been very stop-start with games being postponed. They're going to be a very tough game coming down to Fratton Park, and they're going to want to win, especially with Kenny Jackett being their former manager, etc, etc. So those two games, they could be the making of the season and potentially put us back in amongst it. But then at the same time, you lose those two games, then you're looking over your shoulder in a way.
So those are the views of Jamie and Sam. I'm going to have to stop you there. The debate is going to go on and on for the rest of our hour. I can feel it, but we do have to go for a quick break. But I also want to hear from you back home as well, of course. Is it time for Ronan Curtis to take a step away from the starting lineup for a short while, with Marcus Harness back from injury and Ryan Williams hitting form? Is the lack of a leader on the pitch concerning you? And just how much of a loss was Ollie Hawkins to Pompey's backline on Saturday? Were you impressed by his replacement, Sean Raggett? The number to text is 81400, followed by your name and message, starting, of course, with the word Express. It's Pompey at expressfm.com on the emails, or at expressfm on Twitter. Make sure you stay tuned in now, though, as we'll be back in just a few moments to trawl through your text, tweets and emails back home, as well as to look even further into Saturday's win over Bolton Wanderers, and to discuss why things are still looking worrying for Pompey despite the victory. Myself, Jamie and Sam will all be returning shortly right here on the Monday Football Hour on Express FM.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
Good evening and welcome back to the Monday Football Hour on Express FM, sponsored as ever by our friends over at Stagecoach Buses, who offer adult day rider tickets at the discounted price of £4.10 if you buy via the Stagecoach Bus app on either the Apple app or Google Play Store. Okay, back to the action then. Saturday came, Sam, we've spoke about it a lot already. And we've already mentioned, really, that I don't think anything other than a win against Bolton, you know, no disrespect to them, but we've mentioned a side hastily thrown together on deadline day, and haven't won a game since March. You kind of feel like a win in their current state would, or anything less than a win, would have been acceptable.
Absolutely. I think it's, again, like, the on paper, that Bolton team isn't bad, but they've literally just been chucked together. And I think, and if you can't beat that Bolton team at home, you're going to struggle this season.
Yeah,
I think for me, it just took a bit too much. It was just too even. Like, I think we, in terms of quality, we should be a hell of a lot better than they are, but it just didn't. We just lacked a bit of cutting edge going forward, and it took Brett Pittman to get us out of trouble. But yeah, just didn't look very very clinical, or there was no creativity in the side whatsoever.
Kenny said in his interview there that we heard before the break, gents, that we can build on that performance and go at Doncaster to get something. He does have a point, Jamie. We do have the players at our disposal.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But you just don't feel confident.
You can't at the moment, given the way that the season's panned out so far. It's very hard to stay positive based on what we've seen. But we've got to look at it now and go, right, that sometimes it needs a bit of catalyst, it needs a bit of a turning point, it needs a moment that actually galvanises a season and is in a position where it then gives you that uplift in form and gives you that licence. You know, we look at, and I'm sure we're going to talk about it a bit further, but Ronan Curtis, for example, you know, he needs one to go in off his backside, to be perfectly honest, and be in a position where he gets a couple of assists. We've seen him do it. We know he can do it. We know he's a good player. But at the moment, he's just been found out. You know, Kenny talked in an interview about how they've been trying to work on him going on the outside and looking at getting his crossing refined and so on. But the worrying thing for me is that we've got the wing backs this season, or the left back and right back positions in our club, where we've not got a Thompson who's going to be bombing on past Jamal Lowe, which he did so often last season. We've not got at the moment a Lee Brown that keeps on bombing past Ronan Curtis like they did last season. Part of that is because we have Matt Clark at the back, who was very, very mobile, very, very able, very, very willing to be able to cover that. We haven't replaced that.
No.
We've not replaced that at all.
You mentioned Ronan Curtis, and I do love a poll, so I put one out on Twitter this morning. I asked the Pompey fans back home whether or not they think that he should be rested / dropped for the game on Saturday at Doncaster, or whether he should, you know, remain in the starting 11 to try and, you know, boost his confidence and try and, you know, get a performance out of him. Because as mentioned, Jamie, you know, I do think perhaps he has been found out a little bit, and that perhaps it is just getting a little bit to him. 1,131 votes, 87% agree with the fact that he should be rested / dropped for the game on Saturday. 13% reckon that he should continue to be starting to try and boost performances. Sam, we've mentioned Ronan Curtis. What are your opinions on that entire thing? I don't want to go too much into detail in regards to the cheering when he was subbed off. You know, there's mixed opinions on that. I don't think many people were perhaps cheering at him. I think a lot of it may have been aimed towards Kenny Jackett actually making perhaps a correct substitution. But in regards to the Ronan Curtis, you know, the performances, not really been up to scratch, I don't think, since January time, you know, when things started going downhill last season.
I think when he came in at the beginning of last season, he was so fresh and he was so raw, and he made such a big impact in those opening sort of few games, and it was just a breath of fresh air in the side, really. Like, him and Jamal Lowe bombing down the wings, like, that was excellent. That got every Pompey fan excited, and every time they got on the ball, you're on the edge of your seat.
Yeah.
And I think he's still given 100%. He's still that same player he was 12 months ago. However, He's just hit a bit of a rough patch of form, and he will come good again because he's an excellent player and he's been really, really good. But I think he just plays on the edge, and he does give 100%. But when it's not going right for him, he does get frustrated and lose his head quite a bit. And I think that's something which he's really got to work on in his game, transferring that frustration into his game as opposed to sort of like losing his head. And then It is just going to take a couple of goals, a couple
but
of assists.
The difference was, as a Tuesday, you go back to Tuesday night as well, and you look at what did Southampton do? They stuck two players every time Curtis got on the ball out wide. He had no one supporting him, and that's the sad thing about it, the other thing they did is they stuck two people on Ben Close. Every time Ben Close got near the ball, there was Romeo and the other chap, I can't remember the name of him now, but straight away it was on right on top of him, gave him no time, no space, and just absolutely shut him out of the game. They know that they've got the capability and the potential to be able to hurt us. You just don't give them the opportunity, and at the moment we need to be able to freshen it up, and that looks like switching the ball quicker, playing him into space, looking at giving him the ball in positions he can hurt teams, not with his back to goal and no support. That's we're not playing to his strengths, and I'm sure we'll talk about John Marquis as well at some point. We're not playing to Marquis's strengths at all whatsoever at the moment.
Mark Coates on Twitter says, drop him, he's going to be a brilliant player, no doubt, massive commitment and good defensively on Saturday, but he's got to pick better passes and learn to go outside defenders. Lots of pressure on his young shoulders as our flair player without low slash harness. Let him develop. Sam Leon says, Close also needs rest. James Taylor says, genuinely think he will play class on Saturday, always does when his anger builds up. Odds on to score and give it the big end to be away end on Saturday. Adam Dark says, anyone can see that he does need dropping. Hey, he hasn't played at all well in 2019. That's a rather long time. Pride of the South says, I love him, he gets under the skin of defenders, but he's running on empty. Rest him for a game or two and get the Ronan Curtis from last season back. We need him fighting for a position, and a bit of competition's good for the lad. And competition really is a key word there, Sam, because a player like Ronan Curtis, who is, I think, built on confidence, he's built on, you know, these kind of setbacks, it could be beneficial for him, for his mentality wise, you know what I mean, to kind of show Kenny Jackett what he really is.
In terms of Ronan Curtis's mentality, I think he's fatigued mentally as well as physically, and you can sort of see that, because when he does make a mistake, say he overhits a cross or hits a shot wide, he then dwells on it, he's thinking about it the next time he gets the ball. And that was one of the features of his game when he first came into Pompey. He played with no fear, and every time he got the ball he expected something to happen, and it did come off a lot of the times when he did get the ball. But now he just looks like he's just dwelling on the mistakes which he's made, and potentially resting him gives him a chance to get into that back into that mindset, and give someone else a chance to potentially shine. If you look at Ryan Williams, he's a natural left-sided player. Then you've got him and Harness either side. Ronan Curtis is really, if he gets dropped, he's going to want to do everything to get back into that Pompey team. And I think if you give him that sort of incentive, then we're going to see the best of him once again, because when he plays on the edge and he plays with a bit of anger and a bit of flair, that's where you see the best Ronan Curtis. You saw that at the beginning of last season, coming in, felt like he almost had a point to prove coming in when no one knew anything about him, and for the first half of the last season he was our best player, arguably with Jamal Lowe, Gareth Evans, Matt Clark. But he just got to rediscover that form, and potentially playing on the edge and playing with that confidence once again, I'm fairly confident once he gets back in that mindset, we'll see the best of Ronan Curtis.
He's in a position where he's not had much competition, has he?
He's got a lot of it this season.
He's got more of it now, but he's got to keep him fit. That's the problem, you know. Still, Williams looks as though he's not got 90 minutes in him yet. Harness just coming back from injury and don't want to rush him back too quickly. Evans has never really been left-sided when he's played, so to ask him to do that job now is probably a little bit of a stretch. So it's... He's been in a place where he's probably had to play for a period of time, and now in a position where players are coming back to fitness, and we've now got a choice. Do you take that risk and take him out of the side and hope that galvanises him a little bit and gives him a little bit of form? The other thing for me is the Ireland stuff that has happened. You know, he's been called up to the senior side. It's a big change for him going into that, and you want him to do well every time he goes away, but is that a distraction at the moment? Is he better just focusing on club football, and because he's not playing when he's with Ireland so much, he's getting little spells when he's coming off the bench, but he's not starting games, and you maybe just look at that and think, is that a distraction he just doesn't need at the moment as well?
Stephen Jerome on the email says, good evening guys, despite the result I thought it was a rather poor game against Bolton on Saturday. The first half we couldn't really break them down and just seemed to lack a bit of creativity going forward. We did pick up a little after the break, but I felt our crossing into the box yet again was very poor. We had one really good one that led to the goal, but every other cross we put in went high and over everybody and behind. It's happening way too many times now, and it's something that really needs to improve. Good to see Brett Pittman score after his penalty miss, because that when the penalty hit the post, I thought that pretty much summed up our afternoon. I felt for Curtis when he went off, because because the way he was cheered off the pitch was awful. He didn't have the best game on Saturday, granted, but cheering one of your own players off the field in any way is disrespectful and totally unacceptable. Sometimes football is about confidence, and that kind of behaviour towards a player is not going to help anyone at all. Perhaps he needs to be rested up until Doncaster. Why boo the team at half time when the score is 0-0? We're still in the game. I don't get it. The atmosphere at Fraser Park is rather toxic at the minute, and we just need to start getting behind the boys now and create the kind of atmosphere to help spur the team on. But let's hope this win can be the catalyst to turn things around and get our season going. That's from Steve Jerome on the emails. And
I agree with what you said earlier, yeah, though, Jay. I don't necessarily think the cheers were aimed at Curtis. I mean, it was the fact that Kenny Jackett made a substitution before 75 minutes had gone, yeah, in the game, and giving players enough time to come on and affect it in a positive way. I think that was more the point that Pompey fans were getting at, rather than going,
yeah,
finally we've got Curtis off the pitch. So I mean, there's misread probably from, yeah, both sides, okay, there, and you know, people have said what they've said on Twitter and social media and such like. I don't necessarily think that's the best way to address it. I think that we need to move forward, and you're right, we need to come together again, and you
like know, we did on Tuesday,
yeah, exactly, just like we did on Tuesday, and that only happens with players putting in positive performances on and off the pitch.
A lot of people getting involved on my social media. I'm trying to read out as many as I can. Matt Saunders on my email says Ronan needs a couple of games out to show that he isn't irreplaceable and needs to step his performances up. Try Harness and Williams together. He looked decent against Southampton. Something needs to change soon. Thanks to Matt on the emails. John and Hilsey says, hi guys, we're a completely different team from the start of next season. 7 changes, no Clark, Watmore, Thompson and Brown in defence. Ben Thompson in midfield and top goal scoring provider Jamaldo up front. We are much weaker this season. Our only new side performing at the moment is Harness, and he's been injured over the last couple of months. Thanks to John and Hilsey. Where are we? Shane in Wimmering says we've lost all of our combinations. Brown and Curtis, Thompson and Lowe, Clark and Burgess, too many strangers playing together. Thanks to Shane on the emails. And speaking of strangers, Sam, an issue we've spoken about, could that be down to perhaps the lack of a leadership on the pitch? Do you think anyone's really stepping up to try and take control of proceedings?
I think outside of Tom Naylor, the side really does lack leaders. You look at Gareth Evans, doesn't really start many games. And then your other natural leader, which plays week in, week out, is Lee Brown. And he's obviously been out for the last month or so. And then Brandon Hounstrup, as much as I like him, he's not as vocal as Lee Brown. And that's something which we're missing. I think the presence of Lee Brown was something which was so big last season.
Yeah.
Just gives everyone in the side a lift. And Tom Naylor can't do that on his own. I think Christian Burgess, potentially other senior players like that, needs to step up and raise the spirits of everyone else. And it's a very, very young side. Like, we've got a lot of young players in that dressing room and who start most games for us. And I think it just takes one or two to step up and really become leaders in that side. I don't think the whole captaincy situation helped in terms of taking that off Pittman. But having said that, it does take, it just, like I said, you just need one or two players to step up and to give everyone a big lift on the field.
Yeah.
No, I think, you know, the captaincy thing for me is more of an issue than actually who are the leaders on the pitch now. I think no one knows what to do or what to say in fear of speaking up now. Mm. You know, doing what we did 5 games into a season, as I said, something's happened.
Yeah.
Something has obviously happened,
yeah,
that we don't know about, and we probably never will know about. But to do that after 5 games, it just questions the authority of everything you're trying to create around the club. And that, for me, is baffling. And I don't know now if on the pitch people are afraid of speaking up in fear of what will happen next, if there's too many people trying to speak up and no one knows who to listen to, or no one's speaking up anymore because they don't know. And that's the sad indictment of where we are at this point in time with our season. We've got to address it. And as I said, you know, the players are mature enough. They all want the same thing. All of those players want to do well for Portsmouth Football Club. There is absolutely no question in that. But we need to see a bit of unity, and we need to see a coming together. We need to see players and fans and the management sticking together through what is a tough time at the moment, and looking at trying to find the positives, trying to be in a position where we move out of this and we get a run of form together. Because as soon as things are going well, we've seen how great it can be down there watching Pompey play football. Yeah. And there's players there that have experienced that.
Luke Betts on the email says, "Evening lads, I never celebrated a win so little in my life, embarrassingly bad at times." Paul on Twitter says, "Enjoying the sensible analysis, Jake, Jamie and Sam." Thank you to Paul. "I think we need a third player in central midfield alongside Tom and Ben. Why is Andy Cannon not in the side? We look much stronger with his presence and never say die attitude. Ronan is out of form at present, but he should take a leaf out of Gary Player's book," who says, "The more I practice, the luckier I become. I'm sure Ronan will come back stronger. He needs a rest and to work on his game. I thought Sean Raggett did okay alongside Burgess. We're missing Jack at the back." That's from Paul on Twitter. And we're going to go to our last quick break of the hour now, and we will be discussing Saturday's game at Doncaster and also discussing what really we should be doing going forward in terms of team lineup. And as ever, we're also relying on hearing the views of you back home, the Pompey fans. If you were the gaffer, who would you start on the wings for Saturday's trip to Doncaster? Does the level of bickering between players at the weekend indicate the lack of leadership present within the squad? And could the win on Saturday act as a turnaround in Pompey's league fortunes? Or are you still feeling concerned as we enter deeper into the campaign? The number to text this evening is 81400. Start your messages with the word Express. Email Pompey at expressfm.com or find us on Twitter at ExpressFM. So we'll see you in a few moments. Don't go anywhere, as we'll be right back for the rest of this evening's Football Hour on Express FM.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
Welcome back for the final time tonight to the Monday Football Hour on Express FM. The show is sponsored by Stagecoach for Southwest Season, who offer student day rider tickets at just £2.50. You can find out more information at stagecoach.co.uk. Okay, this is your last chance to get your opinions and questions across to us this evening. The number to text, start your messages with the word Express, of course, is 81400. It's Pompey at expressfm.com on the emails, or at ExpressFM if you want to tweet us. He scored over the weekend, but would you be happy to see Brett Pittman remain in the starting lineup for the upcoming game, or were you unconvinced by his performance? Is it about time Kenny Jackett drops Ronan Curtis for the starting lineup? Has the Irishman been found out? And are some players' attitudes letting the side down at the moment? If so, who needs to stand up and be counted? What could be influencing what appears to be a rather unsettled camp? Back to Saturday, because that's really what we are highlighting this evening, Jamie. It was a rather disjointed performance, but when Marcus Harness came on to return from his spell on the sidelines, he changed things up going forward. I don't think anyone was surprised by that either.
No, they weren't. And you look at contenders early on in the season, shining lights, and he's the only one, really, to be perfectly honest. That there aren't any other players that could probably make a good claim to be in there performing consistently at a level that you'd deem acceptable. We've seen flashes of it. You know, Ben Close started the season really well. He's gone off the boil a little bit. We've seen a few cameos from Brett that have been decent performances. Marquise is working hard, but he's not getting the service that he requires or needs. Yep. That those players should be at the forefront of your thoughts when you're rattling off players that should be playing well and you know, doing their job and being consistent week in, week out, and we're just not seeing it enough. But yeah, Marcus, we just need to keep him fit. We need to get him playing. We need to get him playing week in, week out, and he can hurt teams. We've seen that on numerous occasions already. He can hurt teams, and we need to play to his strengths. We need to be able to, you know, last season we were lucky, we had two or three players that were firing at one point. You know, this season we've got one that's firing at the moment, if there is only one foreign, he needs to play, and he needs to play every week.
I want to speak about John Marquis now, Sam, because as Jamie mentioned, he's a great player, he scores goals, but he just isn't getting the right service at the moment. We are firing with one player, as Jamie's also mentioned, but you've got a player there who scored 26 goals last season for Doncaster. He is a natural goal scorer. I don't think you can blame him for not getting a goal so far this season, because he's absolutely just not getting the ball to his feet.
It's the way which we're playing. It's almost like we think that John Marquis is Ollie Hawkins. He's not Ollie Hawkins. He doesn't need the ball in the air. He needs it along the floor, in the channels, where he can hurt teams. If you're giving someone who's up against 6'2" plus defenders in League One aerial balls to challenge, you're not going to see the best of him. We know that from having him come down to Fratton Park against us over the years, and we know how good he can be. I think, for me, you've just got to completely mix up the tactics and not go long and try and play a bit of pass together. You look at Saturday's game, when we did have success, we played passes and we tried to get the ball into John Marcus's feet.
Yeah.
And you can't constantly go long for someone who doesn't play in that way. He works he works his socks off every single game, and he just needs a bit of support from the wide players, whether that be an extra person up front with him, or a bit more energy in behind him, whether that be moving Harness centrally, or even going two up front with Ellis Harrison or someone like that. I think you need to give him a bit more support, because he looks isolated, and you can't blame him whatsoever for not scoring this season, because he's not had any service whatsoever.
A lot of Blues fans also sharing the same opinions of you on Twitter and Facebook too, Sam. Jacket says, need movement off the ball from all players, but no one makes runs or disrupts the defensive lines to create space or angles. Could tell on Saturday fullbacks weren't to overlap. Wingers expected to create with no support from the rest of the team. Zero forward thinking play.
That's the main difference for me at the moment, is that we just aren't giving our players licence to be able to do that. You know, Houndstrup and Bolton look as though they've been told to hold. They're holding back, and you know, the one time Bolton gets forward, puts a decent cross into the box, we score a goal, and that's the difference. You know, how many times last season did you see Thompson going down that right hand side, like getting past Jamal Lowe, and Jamal faking the pass, going inside and creating something out of nothing? That's the difference for me. That's the biggest difference in this side this season, is we just look so rigid.
Stuart Harmer says, we need to buy a midfielder, or at least two required, and then use them to play balls into space feet for Marquis. We need to get a decent passing centre back, and at present Marquis is being treated as an expensive shorter replacement for Ollie Hawkins. He also says, jacket out. Stuart Hardman says, wingers and midfielders that do their job and stop him having to drop deep or go wide, that needs to change. Peter just says, sack the manager. And George Jones says also, sack the manager, play players that will feed him the ball and let him loose. It's really great watching us lump the ball constantly to make him run after it. It does not work. Alan Cochran says he doesn't stay central enough. He kept running out wide. He needs more support from the midfield. Closer nailer, never hardly go past the centre of the pitch. Loads more coming in as well. Rick Jewell says we need more accurate passes. He signals where he wants the ball along the ground, away from the defender. And what did he get? Lofted passes that were more often than not intercepted by the defender before Marquis had a chance to control the ball.
But I think he hasn't lost any of the fans. Everyone can see it. Everyone can see it, and then they're not putting the blame at his door at all.
Looking forward to Saturday then, guys. Doncaster will be a tough test. They don't score many goals, but at the same time they concede very few. In fact, Darren Moorside have the second best defensive record in the league this season. They shipped just 8 goals. We barely broke down Bolton, and I can't help but think, Sam, that with Pompey's inability to break teams down this season, see games off, keep clean sheets, that if we replicate Saturday's performance when we visit the Keep this weekend, things could end very, very badly.
Oh, absolutely. I think if we play like we have in spells this season, we will get beaten, and beaten quite convincingly. Even if we go have a bad 5-10 minute spell, Doncaster have won the most points from losing positions in League One this season. So they don't let their heads drop. And if we are, say we go 1-0 up, they are more than capable of getting back into the game. And for me, we've just got to give everything on Saturday to try and get a result up there. I think every game now for Kenny Jackett is must win, or else more fans are going to turn on him. And I think if you keep the same sort of system, then everyone knows how we play. Because we don't mix it up and we don't have a plan B.
An unpopular opinion, I'm going to come out here and say it, guys. I think Brett Pittman, what does he offer? He scores goals, sure, but other than that, I think he goes quiet for the rest of the game. That was good in our first season, I admit, when we weren't particularly aiming for promotion. But now, in my opinion, I think we need 11 players who can move the ball forward, play together, run their socks off.
I agree.
I don't know if that is just me. I know I'm probably going to get a lot of stick on Twitter for that. There's a lot of Pittman fans out there.
Goals win games, Jake.
Yeah,
that's the one thing. And actually, look at accuracy of passing. I'd say probably Pittman's an accurate passer than most out there. Now, the thing that gets me in, I think, where we've seen this season, we've seen so many players who have played out of position. One player that we haven't seen out of position, but we have seen him play there before, is Gareth Evans at right back. You know, that guy can run. He's physically one of the fittest players in the squad. We need someone who's able to get up and down that touchline. And Marcus Harness at the moment, we've told, is our one strength, right? Let's give him even more. Let's give him even more options. Let's get Gareth Evans up and down that right-hand side relentlessly all game, like we've seen him do before. We know for me, it's now an obvious choice. I don't think that we've seen Bolton come in and set the world alight. Wilkes has had his chance, and Wilkes has been indifferent as well. I think you've got to look at Evans now in that position and go, do you know what? Let's give him a run. Let's give him a couple of games and see what happens, because we've seen him play there before and we've seen him play there effectively before. That's the difference.
I think Chris in Italy agrees with you, Jamie. He says, does Kenny know his right team? I don't believe he does. I don't see our team progressing as the season progresses. I'm left scratching my head. Why are Close and Curtis still starting? They have to be dropped at least to the bench. Harrison, Harness, McCrory, I want to see them all playing. Remember, if we were to play and win both of our postponed fixtures, we would be 11th and 4 points off the playoffs. Will it Doncaster? Nope. Unless Marquis thinks he's playing at home. So I see our next possible points at Wimbledon. Good news is we have a better goal difference than the teams in the relegation mix. As always, play at Pompey. Philip Haynes says it's 3 points. A bit more positivity might be appropriate, lads.
I think it's not. At this stage, it is all about points, of course. But you can't
shy away from Saturday.
Of course. If you
look at the reaction at full time, and that tells you everything, because it wasn't a big cheer like we're used to hearing. It was more a sigh of relief and gone, blimey, we've got through.
Definitely.
It and he's not going to lose his job on Monday, because I think that's what most people were thinking going into the game if we did get beat.
I think if you look at the performances over the course of the season, there hasn't been too many games to get you off your seat. I think the only real time I'd say we've been excellent and up to the scratch, which most Pompey fans would want, is the first 20 minutes against Southampton.
Yeah. In regards to Brett Pittman, Jacket also got involved again. No, apart from his header, he gave nothing else to the game. His body can't keep up with play defending. On the counter, not quick enough to get into the box. And when he's got the ball, he slows play down. On Facebook, Alex Hall says that Raggett looked wooden as anything and nervous on the ball. Easily caught out of position and weak in challenges. Against more quality opposition, he'll come unstuck. Really worried about our upcoming fixtures with our current defensive issues. Ollie is a big loss with our lack of defensive depth. And I don't think anyone disagrees with that statement, Jamie. Ollie Hawkins.
It's funny how we're talking about our striker as our most solid defensive option.
I think that shows the lack of replacement from Matt Clark, doesn't it? That someone who was playing up front for us last season is now probably one of the first names on the team.
I'll tell you who the happiest person in Pompey will be right now. Jack Watmore.
Absolutely.
He will walk back into this side as soon as he's fit.
Looking forward to Saturday then. I won't see you on Friday or before the game. I want to get a quick score prediction before we leave. Sam, nice quick score prediction.
I think a score draw for me, 1-0.
Sam, Jamie?
2-1 Pompey.
2-1
Marcus
Pompey.
Marcus Brace.
Guys, thank you so much. That's all we've got time for this evening, I'm afraid. A huge thanks goes out to both Jamie Spencer, Sam Macy for coming up to discuss their latest Blues views. And thanks also, as ever, to everybody who got involved on the socials tonight. Boy, have we had plenty to go over, but I think we just about managed it. Before I leave, I'd like to congratulate my ExpressFM colleagues, Robbie James, Russell Hill and Gloria Miller, for all receiving nominations in the upcoming Community Radio Awards. Well done to all three, and to everyone behind the scenes at the station too, for of course helping out to get a trio of local presenters rightfully recognised for their brilliant work. Robbie has had his afternoon show put forward for Entertainment Show of the Year. Russell's been nominated in the category of Best Specialist Music Show, whilst Gloria is up for an award in the Female Presenters area. Once again, congrats to all involved. You can find out more information over on our website, expressfm.com. Coming up this week on Express Then, we have Mason Jordan waking you up every weekday morning from 6. Robbie James will be helping you through your afternoons from 3 till 6 p.m. and we'll be joined by Pippa Jones again on Friday. Not forgetting that Henry Deacon returns with Over the White Line from 6 on Wednesday evening for all of the latest from the non-league scene. Coming up next tonight though is The Shout with Liz Beckett, followed by The Soft Rock Show with Jeff and Adrian at 8. Until next time though, it's goodbye from me. Have a great week. I'll see you on Friday evening for the next installment of the Football Hour on Express FM.